Welcome to another edition of Get Lit with Literature. This is your host, Monk. You can find out more about the writings, activities, publications at allbook-books.com. This is the announcement and promo for the Haiku Calendar 2022. It's the 14th edition of the Haiku Calendar. It comes with brush calligraphy, photographs, and artwork from about 60 contributors. And 2022 is the Asian year of the male water tiger, the astrological sign of Gemini. And each month has haiku, senryu, short poetic wordings, and little sayings. And each month has either some of my original brush calligraphy of ancient Chinese pictographs, or artwork, or photographs. And the calendar has, to my knowledge, a selection of holidays nowhere else to be found, significant dates, holidays, different traditions from around the world, birth dates of well-known people, and some historical dates. For example, January 7th includes seven herbs picked for porridge, good health. That's from Japan. And January 8th are the birthdays of A.J. Must and David Bowie, and a day honoring a Sufi saint. February 10th, Domovoy is a house spirit birthday in Russia. February 15th is the Lantern Festival, Chinese. February 22nd, the Oshete Sakoan prayer camp was raided and destroyed by the U.S. Empire. That was the having to do with the Standing Rock protests. March 30th, Palestinian Land Day. And along with the other more traditional, well-known holidays, like Good Friday and Passover, other known traditional holidays of East India and Judeo-Christian and Islamic. And sometimes the unintended combinations are interesting, like July 6th is the birthday of the Dalai Lama and Charlie Hill, who was a native stand-up comedian. August 19th is International Orangutan Day and World Humanitarian Day and Apple Day. And also includes the various days of the sun signs, the time, and the moon cycles, the new moon, quarter, full, and quarter, and the meteor showers. And I'll read a few of the haiku that are in the calendar. This one is from January by Onan Musoi. And traditionally, modern traditionally anyway, haiku get read twice because they're so short. We three decided to go for a walk in the afternoon sun. We three decided to go for a walk in the afternoon sun. And in February, this poem by Jim Cashian, who runs the Haiku Foundation. Bitter night, spark from a dragged muffler glows a moment. Bitter night, spark from a dragged muffler glows a moment. And in March, this one by Geneva L. Hagar, songbird recalled spring first. Songbird recalled spring first. And in April by Lynn M. Forniff, at dawn, fog and dew, robin's song. At dawn, fog and dew, robin's song. And this one in May by K.J. White. Stormy day, whistling winds, I don't recognize the tune. Stormy day, whistling winds, I don't recognize the tune. And in June by Glenn P. Garamella, if a caterpillar can transform into a butterfly, what can a man become? If a caterpillar can transform into a butterfly, what Can a Man Become? In July by Bill Kenny, All Day Long the Tree Toad Sings of Heat. All Day Long the Tree Toad Sings of Heat. And in August by J.R. Vork, Middle of Street, Stop All the Stars. Middle of Street, Stop All the Stars. And September by Paula Camacho, Home Alone, Drinking Tea at the Kitchen Table Next to a Fly. Home Alone, Drinking Tea at the Kitchen Table Next to a Fly. October, one by Gary Barton. First of October, All the Colors of Autumn in This One Tiny Leaf. First of October, All the Colors of Autumn in This One Tiny Leaf. And November by Ioana Cosma. This one, rarely do they have a title, but this one has a title, Alan Watts' Tea Ceremony. Porcelain Leaves Scatter Wiggly Trees, Compassion Map. Alan Watts' Tea Ceremony. Porcelain Leaves Scatter Wiggly Trees, Compassion Map. And a couple in December I'll read. This one by Marcella Ossa. The snow fell in love with the cloud, the way the air released her and made her fall again. The snow fell in love with the cloud, the way the air released her and made her fall again. By Elena Botts. Could it snow as it did then, just once more, so you might curl up as a candlelight does in the latest hour? Could it snow as it did then, just once more, so you might curl up as candlelight does in the latest hour? So we get a flavor for the variety and style, and thanks to all the contributors, and a shout out to J.R. Turek, who helped look over the calendar and scour the minutiae. There's so many dates and times and numbers and edits that need done to make it all come together, so appreciate her help. And the calendar sells for $11, plus the shipping is $2.25, so it's $13.25 for one, and with the shipping it's $25 for two calendars. If you want more than that, please contact me. So thank you for listening, and have a good one, and be well.